Hi everyone, I'm Noelle and welcome to the very first episode of the Passport to Possibility podcast. First of all, thank you for being here. Whether you found me through my travel business, Many Travel Adventures for Us, my team, Team Passport to Possibility, social media, or you simply stumbled across this podcast, I'm really glad you're here. I've wanted to start this podcast for quite some time because there are so many stories I want to tell that just don't fit into a Facebook post, a reel, or a caption. I wanted a place where I could slow down, share what's really happening behind the scenes, talk about what I'm learning, and hopefully encourage someone else who's wondering what their next step might look like. If we're going to spend time together every week, I think the best place to start is by telling you my story. For more than 32 years, healthcare was my career. It's what I knew. It's where I spent the majority of my adult life. I worked in healthcare administration, and I truly enjoyed helping people. Like so many people, I thought I'd probably spend my entire career there and eventually retire. If you'd have told me a few years ago that I'd someday own my own travel business, be building another business alongside it, and be sitting here recording a podcast, I probably would have laughed. That wasn't the plan. But looking back now, I realized this story didn't begin when I became a travel advisor. It actually began back in 2011. That was the year my family planned our very first trip to Disneyland. Like so many families, I dove into planning every detail. I researched hotels, dining, transportation, park strategies, and everything I possibly could learn to make that vacation as memorable as possible. What surprised me the most was how much I loved the whole process. Learning about a destination, researching every detail, organizing it all until it came together. That part lit me up. At the time, it was simply something I enjoyed doing for my own family. I never imagined that years later, it would become part of my career. Then in October of 2023, I created a website, Many Travel Adventures for Us, as a place to share our family's travel adventures. Looking back now, I can see I was laying the foundation for something much bigger. I just didn't know it yet. A few months later, in February of 2024, I was scrolling through Facebook when I came across a friend's post asking if anyone had ever thought about booking hotels and vacations. And I remember thinking, that's kind of cool. So I commented. That one simple comment led to a direct message from the woman who would eventually become my sponsor. We spent some time getting to know one another, talking about my background, what I did for a living, and answering some of the questions that I had. Shortly after, she shared a presentation video with me. I didn't even make it through the entire video before I knew I wanted to get started as a new travel business owner. And I always laugh and say, I was hooked at hello. What resonated with me the most wasn't even the travel. It was the story of the one of the top directors featured in that video who was doing the presentation. She had spent years as a nurse before experiencing burnout and deciding to build something different for herself. After spending more than 3 decades in healthcare administration, I immediately related to what she was saying. Healthcare gave me so much, it also asked everything of me. For the first time, I started thinking, maybe there really are other options. Maybe I don't have to spend the rest of my career believing that there's only one path. From there, my sponsor introduced me to 2 other women who are now my directors, and our conversation continued. One of the things that really stood out to me in that conversation was that everyone comes into this business for a different reason. Extra income, more flexibility, paying off debt, traveling more, building something for their future. there really isn't one right reason. That really stuck with me because I realized this wasn't about fitting into someone else's definition of success. It was about having the opportunity to build something that fit the life you wanted. Once I make up my mind to do something, I don't do it halfway. That's just who I am. I don't tiptoe into things. I don't decide to kind of try. When I believe in something, I go all in. So I made the decision to invest in myself. I wasn't just investing in a business opportunity. I was investing in myself for the first time in a very long time. That was a different mindset than applying for another job. I wasn't asking someone else to hire me. I was choosing to build something of my own. From there, I jumped in. Training, weekly calls, daily trainings, one certification after another. I became a Disney destination specialist, a sandal specialist, and a Puerto Rico specialist, among others. I was still working full-time in healthcare administration while doing all of this. One of the things I appreciated most was that I could build this business around my schedule. I wasn't expected to work a certain number of hours or give up time with my family. Some evenings I'd join a training. Other days I'd spend time working on my website, completing a certification, or learning something new. That's what I loved about it. The business gave me the flexibility to decide when I worked, how much time I wanted to put into it, and what I wanted to accomplish. The more time and effort I invested, the more I learned and the more my business grew. It wasn't always easy, and I certainly didn't know everything, but I loved learning. Every certification gave me a little more confidence. Every training taught me something I didn't expect to need. I wasn't just learning how to book vacations, I was learning how to run a business. Looking back now, I can see that every one of those small steps was preparing me for something I never saw coming. Because by the end of 2024, my life would change in a way I never expected. Looking back, I don't think I realized just how much I was changing during those months. Yes, I was learning about destinations and earning certifications. Yes, I was learning how to work with clients and build a travel business. But something much bigger was happening. I was learning to think differently. I'd spent all those years as an employee. I knew what that looked like. You went to work, you worked hard, you did your job, and someone else decided your schedule, your income, your benefits, and ultimately your future. Building a business required a completely different mindset. No one was going to tell me what to do each day. No one was going to hand me clients. No one was going to build my business for me. If this was going to work, it was because I was willing to put in the time, learn the skills, and keep showing up. And honestly, I loved that challenge. Was it overwhelming sometimes? Absolutely. Did I know what I was doing every single day? Not even close. There were plenty of times I had to figure things out as I went. But every time I learned something new, I became a little more confident. Every client I helped reminded me why I started. Every certification I completed reminded me that I was investing in myself. One of the things I've come to believe is that we spend so much of our lives investing in everyone else. We invest in our jobs. We invest in our families. We invest in other people's dreams. But somewhere along the way, many of us stop investing in ourselves. For me, this wasn't just an investment in a travel business. It was an investment in myself, in learning new skills, growing as a person, and believing I was capable of building something of my own. That doesn't mean it was easy, and I want to be really honest about that. This isn't a get-rich-quick business. It never has been. It's a business opportunity. Like any business, it requires work. It requires consistency. It requires learning. It requires showing up even when things don't happen as quickly as you'd like. I've watched people join with excitement only to quit before they've really given themselves a chance. not because the opportunity wasn't there, but because somewhere along the way, they stopped believing that they could do it. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned. The hardest part was never learning the business. It was believing I was capable of building it. For me, quitting has never really been an option. When I decided to do something, I commit, I learn, I ask questions, I keep moving forward. Not because I know everything, but because I know I'll never learn if I stop. Then, just before Thanksgiving in 2024, my life changed. After more than 32 years in healthcare, that chapter came to an end. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't uncertainty. There absolutely was. When you've spent your entire adult life in one career, you don't expect it to close. But looking back now, I can honestly say it became a blessing in disguise. Because instead of asking myself, what am I going to do now? I had already had something I had been building. I had already invested in myself. I had already invested in learning. I had already begun creating a business. After the holiday, I sat down and started mapping out how I wanted to build this business full time. Not because everything was perfect, had all the answers, but because I believed in what I was building. Since then, there have been highs and lows, exciting moments and frustrating ones, days I've celebrated wins, and days I've wondered if I was doing enough. That's entrepreneurship. That's business. That's life. And that's exactly why I wanted to start this podcast. Not to tell you that I have everything figured out, because I don't. Not to pretend every day is perfect, because it isn't. I wanted a place where I could tell the real story. The stories that don't fit into 60-second reels. The lessons I'm learning. The mistakes I've made. The victories worth celebrating. The places I've traveled. The incredible people I've met. The behind-the-scenes moments that people never see. Some episodes will be about travel, others about business or mindset, or simply navigating life when it doesn't go according to plan. This isn't going to be a step-by-step series. Whatever's real for me that week is what we'll talk about. Because I've learned that possibility isn't about having a perfect roadmap. It's about being willing to take the next step even when you can't see what's ahead. If there's one thing I hope you take away from today's episode, it's this. Don't underestimate what can happen because of one small decision. For me, it was starting with sharing photos from a trip, then one Facebook post, one comment, one conversation, one decision to invest in myself. One opportunity that opened a door I didn't even know existed. None of those moments felt life-changing at the time, but together they changed the direction of my life. I don't know where you are today. Maybe you're exactly where you're meant to be. Or maybe you're standing at a crossroads trying to decide what comes next. Whatever season you're in, I hope this podcast reminds you to stay curious, to keep learning, and to believe in yourself, even when that's the hardest thing to do. And most importantly, to remember, your story isn't finished yet. Thanks so much for spending this time with me and for listening to the very first episode of the Passport to Possibility podcast. It truly means more than you know. If you enjoyed today's conversation, I'd love for you to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you want to go a step further, leaving a quick review helps this podcast reach other people who might need to hear it. You can find my show notes, resources, and everything connected to this podcast at minitraveladventuresforus.com/podcast. And if you want to follow along day to day, you can find me on Facebook under Mini Travel Adventures for Us and Team Passport to Possibility. Until next time, thank you for listening. And remember, sometimes the biggest changes in our lives begin with one small step. I'll see you in the next episode.